starting now. Okay, I'm starting it now. We've just been talking for about 9 minutes and it wasn't recording. It's just buzzing.
I can't do this.
She can't. Look at her. She's like, she's so drug fucked, people. She was being very bossy before.
Welcome to the whole perimenopausal. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah. We're here. There's been a visit by next door's dachshund called Slinky, who's it's just come
still,
in and out.
Still there.
Still there. Has come back. We had a quick chat about how the second week post hysterectomy is really shit. And I've talked about how I had a period of post, past and present all rolled into one. It was like McScrooge on Christmas Eve.
And then I was about to start crying about my dead stepfather.
Oh, yes, because we talked about Prince Philip and about how his passing seems to be getting an enormous amount of coverage.
Is it recording?
It is recording now. And while, you know, we were feeling very sad for Lilibet, because if you've had your partner by your side for more than 70 years, as she had, is that right?
That seems like a lot. And then I said, I want to die before
Mr. Wig, yes. And I said that Rob and I talk about that a lot, that the notion, like, you know, that we basically need to, you know, die within hours.
I feel very, very sad that we've recorded all of that. And
I can't believe all of my period talk didn't get caught up. I started using a juju
cup. Probably a good thing.
Probably is, actually. Even I was bored by it. Okay.
I need to talk to you.
Yes.
About.
Yes.
Obviously, recently had surgery.
Yes, apparently. Has everyone noticed? Did anyone miss the memo?
Anyway.
She's wombless.
Wombless. I am without a crotch. Anyway.
What happens to your cervix?
Oh, it's still there.
You see, your cervix is there, but then what holds it in place?
No. Fuck, I know. Like 800,000 invisible stitches that are now like causing
dissolving into your body?
Like... extreme pain, but I have to tell you, Talat Appel, oh my God, what an amazing surgeon. But
yes,
I've had this huge big problem with my shoulder for a long time.
Yeah, the frozen shoulder. We talked about
but
that.
It's not a frozen shoulder.
Oh, it's not.
Turns out it's just like me being like walking around like with my shoulders up around my ears. Huh. And it's all about the tits.
It's all about the tits. Always comes back to the tits, ladies.
It's all about the tits. My tits are massive.
They are huge.
They are huge.
And it's not like, oh, I've got big boobies.
And I'm not.
It's like she's a, you know, she's one of those, she's got boobs that are.
Like porn boobs.
Yes. Yes.
And they're like not store-bought.
No, they're all yours.
They're all mine. And my frame isn't well adjusted to carry these around.
Right. When are they coming off? Are you using Bronny's?
I can't do.
No.
I am going to use Bronny's surgery.
Yeah, but you can't do it this
I
year. You can't.
No. I just can't do.
That's something to look forward to.
Major.
That's something to look forward to in 2022.
I know, which is why I'm going to have to start writing for the Daily Mail.
Okay, that was an interesting segue.
How keep does, asking
that's
me to
a very interesting
the Daily
A to B.
Mail and
oh,
I'm
do
going,
they?
Yeah. I'm like, as if. Fucking what a shit show that place is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to earn some money to get my lobberdobbers lopped off. And I just think that's really unfair because, like, what do men have to do?
No, nothing.
What? Like, what?
No, nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
They might need to get a finger shoved up their ass to check their prostate. That's it.
Mr. Wu is going next week to get a finger shoved up his ass. And I actually want to go and watch.
Why not?
And then I want to, like, just shove it more. Because
that's
when I was in hospital last week, every 4 hours, people would wake me up and go, blood pressure, and look at my urine.
Yes.
And then go, oh.
How long did you have the catheter in?
Oh, 2 days. And it was very cloudy, apparently. It wasn't very good.
Oh. Mm. What about when they pull a catheter out? Such a weird feeling.
I think it was off my face.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm looking up what happens to your cervix when you have a hysterectomy. A partial and also subtotal or supracervical hysterectomy removes just the upper part of the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
The cervix is left in place.
Mm-hmm.
The ovaries may or may not be removed.
Leave them.
A radical hysterectomy removes all of the uterus, cervix, the tissue on both sides of the cervix and the upper part of the vagina. Jesus! That is radical.
I'm telling you, this is what we need to know. We need to start talking about this.
Well, we do.
Because
I really kind of want...
And then I've got like a whole heap of followers who have massive issues with endometriosis.
Yeah.
Which grows onto your bowel and they... Like, so it's just awful.
The cervix is part of the female reproductive tract that lies between the uterus and the vagina. It's a narrow, short, cone-shaped organ that's sometimes referred to as the mouth of the uterus. Surgical removal of the cervix is called a radical trachelectomy,
mm-hmm.
or a cervicectomy. It involves removing the cervix and some surrounding tissue as well as the upper one-third of the vagina and the pelvic lymph nodes. Well, that doesn't sound great. You shouldn't be removing lymph nodes unless you have to. The cervix is commonly removed through the vagina, called an RVT, or sometimes through the abdomen, an RAT. The primary reason for it is cervical cancer. It's the third, cervical cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths among women and one of the most common cancers affecting the female reproductive tract. Many cervical cancers stem from an infection from the human papillomavirus, HPV, which women,
when I was 23.
Right, well, which women out now which coming through will not have.
Progressed until my age and then Talat said, let's just not do this anymore.
Right. Well, now with all of them, you know, with all of the our kids getting the HPV vaccine, the girls won't be getting it because, of course, the boys get it, give it to the girls, and it doesn't affect the boys. Well, rarely affects the boys.
I'm not loving
that. I'm not loving that either. Ugh.
I think Slinky needs to go.
Although, if your sex has sex with other men, so maybe it's different if it's for the gay community. I don't know. Anyway, early stage cervical cancer goes undetected. Blah blah. I'm just but.
It's really interesting and we need to know about these things because I have this theory that physical health is very different to mental health.
Oh, yeah.
And when you hit 47,
yes,
that's when it all goes to shit.
Yeah.
So I am talking to women on our page right now who are 42, 43 and they're going, I kind of want to kill myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, kind of get it.
Hold fast. It gets better or worse.
And I just want them to know that years and years ago, this was a common thing.
Not even years ago. 5 years ago, people were not talking about this. You know that we led this. In Australia, anyway.
Absolutely.
And then it was a couple of famous people in the States starting to go, why don't we talk about this?
I'm like, we've been doing this for years.
Yeah. Get on board.
But we are going to take a short break in a minute, but I just want to know, because I have to take Slinky back next door, but I just want you to know, if you are sleepless, if you are hot, if people piss you off, you are so not alone.
No.
You're not. And so many of you feed us stories through our Facebook page, which is The Hot Flush.
Okay, I'm going to shut it down in a minute.
No.
Yes.
I actually
mean
this.
Okay, but you need to pace it.
Well, I'm not a marketing person like
you. No, you're just on an endone. You're on an endone pace. You need to get onto a Dexy pace.
I'm going to pass this across to Kim now, who's apparently an expert in this. Go. Finish it off with a big cum. Go.
A big cum? Really? I don't know if I can do it. I can pretty much do it on demand from Rob, but I'm not sure from you.
Meanwhile, I'm stripping off.
No, but it's true.
What is our message?
our message is that you are not alone and that this is a really common and basically compulsory experience for all women, and that if you are not being heard by your medical professionals, you need to find new medical professionals. This is not in your head. This is not imaginary. It is all incredibly real, and you do not have to keep suffering.
Boom! Drop mic.
Drop mic if they weren't attached to a stand.
Okay, see you in a minute.
Okay, she needs to recover. She probably hit me because I told her she was on endone pace.
You.
Violence is not the answer.
So, and thank you for that ad break for that company that doesn't support us.
Yeah, that was good. You know, that'll.
There was something that came on the email the other day about.
Yeah, that was like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't it for Officeworks?
Yeah.
I think it was Officeworks, and then nothing came of it, even though we both went back going, yes, please.
Yeah, I would love that.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, it's the follow through that you and I tend to struggle with.
We can deliver the goods, but we really should start. And thank you to our Patreons, as we would
yes.
like to say.
And particularly for supporting us through the hiatus, where we haven't been producing as many episodes
and
as we have in the past.
We are committed to doing it. And if you want to be a Patreon, it costs $5 a month.
It can be $1 a month.
It could be $7,000
a yes, month. It doesn't matter. And it can be weekly or it can be fortnightly or it can
matter,
be quarterly.
But if you like
doesn't
our
matter.
Show and you want to continue.
Throw some pennies our way.
Continue not hearing dreadful ads about vibrators. You can join our Patreon. So
right.
Tell me about why you drank a whole bottle of red wine last week.
So you know how I essentially, I would only drink like once or twice a week now, and then even then it would only be, say, if we go out, it will be a glass of wine with dinner and then maybe like an espresso martini. Like, it's not like I'm hitting the terps on any level. And then there can be weeks where I just don't, right? And
Mind you, your on fiance delivered me a gin and tonic.
I know. That'll be washed down with some opioids quite nicely.
Yeah, I'll see you in 48 hours.
And I just had, I just had a day from hell on Thursday.
Oh,
like, just a day
that.
From hell. And in the end,
is
I just
that recording?
Went, yep. And in the end, I just was like, I actually really feel like a glass of red wine. And I used to love red wine. Then it'd give me headaches and I couldn't drink it anymore. And
because wine makes me just like flush.
Well, I can't drink white wine because that's what, yes, it makes me flush.
Just like I just
so
flush.
But I bought some of those drops. You know the drops that you can put in red wine that neutralizes whatever is in it?
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. That's a lovely drink.
Yeah, and I drank a whole bottle of wine and I wasn't.
Were you ratchet?
No. And I think that just tells you where my stress or my mood or I don't
know
what.
What?
But I got quite pissy after the second one and went to Rob, I'm quite pissy. And then by the end of the bottle, I was actually completely normal again. And just because
but
I was
you know
so
what?
Angry
sometimes
and just.
You just need to fucking do it.
I just need to drink a bottle of wine.
Yeah, sometimes you do. I can't drink a bottle of wine because then I will be up all night.
Right.
But I am not going to judge anyone else.
So that was pretty funny. It also came after I'd just seen the poo doctor and was just like, I don't drink anymore.
So speaking of poo doctors, I put something up on the Facebook page yesterday and I was really interested in talking about this because we've talked about the cheeseburger churn before.
Yep. I also made Rob when he picked Jasper up from work on that Thursday.
Yeah,
I had a large cheeseburger meal. So I had a cheeseburger and chips and a super large DC after I'd drunk a bottle of red wine. It was fantastic. It was the best night ever. Anyway, go
Jeez,
on. Yeah, so the cheeseburger
shooting
churn.
Shooting out by your asshole.
Yeah.
So what I was going to talk about this week was when I was preggos.
Yes.
Back when I was 28.
Yes.
Youngin. I couldn't go a day without a chocolate milkshake.
Wow.
And vanilla ice cream and Diet Cotties chocolate.
Oh, chocolate sauce.
Sauce. Yep. I don't know why the diet thing was important because I wasn't caring about anything else.
What was it, diet ice cream?
But I was like the dairy queen. Like I could not get enough dairy. And in the last 2 years, I've rocked up and I've had a couple of coffees, so I'm not going to have a coffee. I'm going to have a chocolate milkshake and then...
It's all over?
Red Rover.
Wow. Well, I'm not even... because I've had all the, you know, tests.
Oh,
and
you're
stuff.
The queen of guts.
And so I'm not even... I'm not lactose intolerant, but if I have a lot of dairy, I just feel very skeevy. Like it's not great. But the thing that... makes my system just go, yeah, nah. Lots of sugar. Like if I eat lots of
Don't even have sugar in the house anymore.
No. And I think maybe that's it. Like that I don't eat that much sugar normally. So I wouldn't eat chocolate very much. Wouldn't eat – like there's not – it's not like we have dessert.
But you know what?
So maybe that's why the body just doesn't cope with it.
I'm not a great fan of sweets.
Yeah.
I would give me salt –
yes.
Fried.
Cheese. Crackers.
Like every day of the week. But if someone said, like, would you like a banoffee pie?
Yeah.
I would like a chicken and leek pie.
Yes.
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 So this opened up a huge discussion on our Facebook page.
More than 122 comments.
If you are not a member, you can join the Hot Flush Facebook page.
Yes.
But you have to answer the questions because if you don't answer the questions, we don't let you in.
Yeah, that's right.
So we started to talk about, you know, when you're little, you can eat whatever you want.
Yes.
And as you get older, your body goes, nah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Kate, any meal with a creamy sauce. How sad is that? Sharon, milk and anything spicy. Like, you're just going to take a whole subsection of food off the table. Anything spicy. Like, that's
sad.
Louise, also, milk, coffee with any milk other than Zymil. Milk. Oh, Zymil. Milk. That's how we all know. I'm Zymil years old. That's... and spicy food. And she said, that's a shame because I grew up on northern Mexican and Indonesian food. Oh, Amber, anything dairy heavy makes my guts churn. And garlic.
It makes you shit your pants.
Mm. Christine.
Remember when I shat my pants?
Yes, I do. You were just somewhere around, just here, near where I'm
sitting.
I was
just there. I was about to shit my pants about 100 metres from my house. And then when I actually
got to your
the
house.
Toilet.
Yes.
That's when I shat my pants.
Yes, that's when you
in the kitchen.
That's when your sphincter just went, I've done it. I cannot hold no longer.
Oh no.
Christine, also dairy. Even though she was lactose free, now all dairy gets her. She even gets a rash. God, onions.
Oh, onions are the basis of every good meal.
I know. And actually, my mum's family have gut issues from here to eternity, and they can't eat onion or garlic, and none of them drink. I'm like, this is when I just go, thank God I'm adopted.
Just be a Mormon.
Misery. No booze, no onion, no garlic, and no wheat. A lot of them are celiacs. No wheat.
Most
like gluten.
Just go on like.
Oh, just take me out to the back paddock. okay. I haven't been able. Oh, Naomi. I haven't been able to eat a banana for years.
Oh, this made me so sad.
I could model for maternity wear afterwards and the pain is insane. This is indeed a sad state of affairs as my number one comfort food was always peanut butter and banana on toast.
You know
whispers,
what?
I miss you.
Oh, darling, I hear you. I'm a fruitaholic. I'm an absolute fruit Nazi. Yeah. I eat so much fruit and like bananas are disgusting and amazing.
Yeah, I hate bananas. Like I just think they're the devil's fruit.
Look at that over there.
Yeah, I know. I have 5,000 in my house because the boys drink smoothies
and
stuff.
Great food. They have really good potassium. They're great for energy.
Oh my God, everyone with the milk and dairy.
I know.
And actually Sheridan, who I went to school with, is the same. She said it came out of nowhere. And don't you? That's yes, the thing.
It does.
It's just, it's almost like one
I
day
was
to
getting,
let's say,
like yep. you know, Debbie Jenkins and I would go to the cafe and we'd get to the milkshakes, and then one day I just went home and I went, oh, I don't feel so good. And then spewed.
So Suzanne, she has diverticulitis. Now that's
terrible.
Like
this
it's
is
a
something.
Gut.
Yeah,
it's a gut thing. When I had the inexplicable abdominal ailment last year, that's what they thought it was diverticulitis. And my brother gets it, and it's hell, so painful.
Yeah,
and she said, "I've lost 17 kilos in 4 months. Life without food is miserable. I've been living on mashed veggies."
Darling, I'm just so sorry. That's just awful. That's
then,
awful. Hey, can we just go back to Suzanne?
Hang on a minute. Suzanne lives on Mallorca in Spain.
Oh, fuck off, Suzanne. And it's all...
that is just amazing. Like, oh, my God.
No, I know, but I feel
sad. Can you imagine how beautiful it is?
She lives in Spain, but she can't eat anything.
No, she can't. COVID complicates getting prompt doctor specialist appointments here at the moment. I've been to 2 GI specialists and casualty a number of times with excruciating pain, including 3 days in hospital and an infection mid-December. I've tried a nutritionist, meditation, Reiki, and lots of long walks. I sadly still haven't overcome the daily pain. I continue trying my hardest, though. I wake treating each day as new and possibly pain-free.
Mm.
Oh, Susie. And then she answers it, Susie. So she's a Susie. My God.
That's just...
4 months.
Yeah.
Like,
That's just
terrible.
I'm so sorry, like, that you're going through
And Sharon
that.
Also says, like, and food is so central to Spanish culture.
I know.
Like, so you would literally be like, yeah, I would really love some of that, you know.
Chorizo, Spanish.
Yes, ham.
Paella, deliciousness.
Oh, honey, that's just terrible.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, Emma, milkshakes. Yep.
But how good were they?
Wholemeal toast. So Kate McFarlane, she can... I don't know if I'm mentioning surnames. Sorry, Kate.
No,
Kate
she's
says,
a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Kate says chocolate milk she can drink all day, but wholemeal toast, indigestion city. I know the answer for that, Kate. White toast, processed as all hell.
Do you remember last week you made me those 2 pieces of Vegemite toast?
Yeah. Were they not the most delicious things?
Never, ever forget your kindness.
And like it's
the spread,
correct,
and the ratio.
Yes, it's yeah,
amazing.
Thank you. You're but welcome. It is Vegemite toast makes everything better.
It makes everything better, yeah. And grapes and watermelon.
Fee says iced coffee. Nanette says banana in its natural state, but not if it's in a smoothie or cake. She goes, I think it's actually a texture thing.
Oh no! I've got my older sister. Mrs. Ryan. Okay, I can tell you a funny story right now. She had her 3rd baby, which I watched her having, and I thought, that looks easy. And then her mother-in-law came into the room and picked up the banana peel and ate the end of the banana.
What?
And my sister said, get out. You know the end? Banana, you know,
yeah,
you peel it,
yeah,
and you break it off,
yeah,
and you eat it,
yeah, and you leave that manky
that
little bit that's got this,
bit.
Yeah. And she,
her mother-in-law picked that up and ate it.
I told you what my stepmother did at the birth of after the birth of Oscar.
No,
so high risk pregnancy, in and out of hospital,
yeah.
Premature labour, premature baby, whisked off to the NIC unit. Ventilated the whole thing, right?
Didn't she eat the end of the banana.
She came in. I'm still in the I'm still on labour floor, right? So I'm there,
yeah,
with the blood and guts still all over me, but a blanket over me for modesty. And in they
Hello?
Come, in my father and stepmother come. She's wincing as she walks in, and I need a chair. I've just given birth. I need a chair, and it's like, oh, what's, you know, she goes, I've rotated my pelvis, and I'm like, I've just given birth. Anyway, and then she proceeded to sit down and eat my sandwiches. Post birth. Sandwiches, hospital sandwiches, which are one of my most favorite things
ever.
Like, hospital sandwiches are one of my most favorite foods of all time.
And when I came out last week, there was no hospital sandwich.
sandwiches.
They don't give. No, they don't anymore. You don't get hospital sandwiches. Like,
that's unforgivable.
Yeah, yeah. Then there
I'm
was the time.
So sorry that happened.
Then there was the time
you.
I was in labour with Felix, and she came to
You've
the
had
doors.
A lot of children.
She came to the doors of. This is the old maternity
You've had
building.
A lot of children.
A lot of children. There's a lot of opportunities to really show your true colours. And she came to the front doors of the old maternity wing at Rawnor Shore, and but
oh,
the,
that was a skanky.
But
hospital.
Had the but had the dogs with her.
What?
So couldn't come in. And the midwife came into my room, and she said she had that look of like, "What the fuck?" on her face, and she was like, someone called, just rang. They're downstairs. They can't come in because they've got the dogs." And by this, like, you know, my, like, you know, the husband is just looking at me and I'm going, oh, my God. And she said, but she just said to...
Can you just, like,
said,
can you just leave me already?
Could you just... She said, can you just... She said, but she wanted me to let you know to just breathe. And then the three of us just rolled around laughing, going, how helpful. I'd forgotten about that.
Can you just describe my face right now?
Yeah, I know. It's one of complete derision. All right, moving on. I have food Jenny says, I have food intolerances, so if I go to a buffet for breakfast, lunch or dinner, bang on, 20 minutes, I'm on the loo.
Hello. Yeah. Me too.
And then so is McDonald's. Just goes straight through me.
Ah, cheeseburger chain.
Yeah. Lucy says, Hungry Jack's used to do it to me. Horrible upset tummy. It's settled now. I suspect it was an additive in their meat patties or buns. Oh,
there's no meat in
it's
those.
It's just
patties.
Called fat. You know, the fat content is
huge.
Catherine, pastry, bread, even sourdough, and now even milk.
Oh.
I'm starting to go, don't go almond milk. It's so disgusting. Go oat milk. And oat milk's better. It uses less water in its production. Just it's actually more environmentally stable.
Up.
No, it's true. And I use, someone else is using almond milk. Try oat milk. It's so much nicer. Lindell, she just writes one word, dessert. So sad.
I can't eat dessert. Troll this week.
How did that, where did that come from? Like,
because
I mentioned the word dessert.
Word.
Oh, one word.
She wrote cow.
Oh. Hey, Frank left a troll message on my Facebook.
Love. Frank.
Yeah, I had like a public post that I put up of something, can't remember what it was. Yeah.
So for those who don't know, Frank is my long-standing troll. I think he's been around for 10 years.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And normally I just delete trolls, but for Frank Pritchard, I keep him around.
Keep him around.
Because he keeps me real.
Yeah.
And he's a nasty bastard. Mm. And I'm so sorry he's just transferred over to you.
I know.
Keep him around.
No, I think I blocked him.
Oh.
I thought he has you. Like, he doesn't need both of us. No, like, you know.
I do love you, Frank, if you're listening. Thank you very much.
For being a cunt. Kate, anything with yeast, bread, Vegemite, cider, soft cheese. Soft cheese has yeast in it? Oh, I suppose it's a yeast on the – is it? Croissant, the list goes on
croissant.
And on.
I had a croissant for breakfast.
Christy, coffee. I used to roll my eyes at people who would order it weak or order decaf or said they couldn't tolerate it. Oh. I could drink a large cup of it half an hour before bed and still sleep like a log. Even a quarter of a cup now and I turn into a sweaty, jittery, angry mess and the muscles in my shoulders tighten up. Oh. The smell of it makes me salivate though.
I know, that's sad.
Say, I went off... Coffee was the thing that when I was pregnant with Jasper, that was my
which
that was the
was
thing that would make me
four,
feel sick.
Seven or
yeah,
58?
What was he? Yeah,
35.
anyway, and then I never really came back to it. Now I'll have one every so often, but yeah, coffee still makes me, and it makes my guts just go. Whoop.
I love coffee.
I can't have a coffee and then not
love
be
love coffee
and not be. You
I
know,
have three
very
before
far.
10 o'clock.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
That's a lot.
Why are you furrowing your brow?
That's a lot. I have a cup of, like, just one.
Oh, shut
just
up.
One. Okay, what have
Don't
we got?
Don't you dare judge me.
And then, oh, Kath says, oh, my God, I miss chocolate milkshakes.
Oh, me too.
Ren says, anything with processed sugars, dairy or gluten. I can do small volumes but not really. Oh, symptoms.
That's just sad.
Oh, my God. Her symptoms are pus under her fingernails,
what?
Eczemas on fingers, and my face goes red. Raw spinach makes me really sick for hours. Like my stomach bloats up.
Okay, I think we're going to have to start winding this up right now. Because that's, I'm not going to be able to eat anything apart from watermelon and
yes. Louise talks about stuff she's actually doing the wind up-y thing.
Oh no, there's so many comments.
Hang on, okay, I'm just randomly going forward. Jane Morgan says good old school Chinese.
Kim and I went to Charles Sturt
Uni
in Bathurst, and there was a Chinese called the Great Wall, and you could sometimes get like a $5 special,
yeah,
which was just basically making you chunder.
Yeah,
it was
did it have like a Bain Marie thing in the middle,
yeah,
and you
yeah,
could get that?
Yeah, it was great.
It was so good. You just shove so much Mongolian lamb in that,
and then you would just shit your pants. And that's when we were 18. So imagine if we went there now, it would be horrendous.
God, wow, this is so. Look, dairy and the spicy and. The sugar, that's what you all seem to be, like someone that says juice just gives her like a urinary tract infection. This is terrible.
I'm obsessed with pineapple juice.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't be having it with your pain meds, don't you?
I'm not on pain meds.
What?
I'm not on pain meds. Except for that one that I talked about.
You're hilarious.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up right now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
We are going to become more regular after this conversation. And thank you for putting up with us.
Yes. Oh, next week we're going to talk about how I am now at the age where I'm starting to choose places to go to dinner where I get to sit in a chair, not on a stool.
And the other thing we're going to talk about next week is why she's not letting me come to the dress fitting.
I know.
Okay. You go and take care of yourselves, and we love you. And as we like to say,
just keep plucking.